Can you tell me your name?
Keelanze James.
And how old are you, Keelanze?
4.
And what do you like better, going to work with your mom or going to school?
Going to work.
Keelanze used to be a student at a Head Start preschool in Compton, but this year things are a little different. His school is one of 21 schools in South LA that are under new management this year.
What do we want?
Head Start!
What do we want? It?
Now! Absolutely.
Head Start is a federal program, but at the local level it is run by other agencies. In June, two organizations, Crystal Stairs and Volunteers of America, took over South LA's Head Start programs. Parents expected their kids to start school in late August, but weeks later, a lot of schools still haven't opened. Keelanze's school is open, but his mom, Takesha Collins, says that because of limited staff and regulation changes at her son's school, she now has to take him to work with her instead of leaving him there.
I have no other option.
He likes it, but Collins, a single mom with a full-time job, feels differently.
He bugs me the whole time. The whole 8 hours he bugs me, so it's hard.
Today, Collins and her son weren't at school or at work. They were riding a bus around Compton with several other community members protesting the changes to the Head Start program. The delayed start to the school year and sudden changes in policies are not the only complaints the group has. For many, the biggest issue is that most of the teachers have been fired or replaced. Pastora Alvarez Monroe worked at Willowbrook Head Start in Compton until last spring.
I received a letter through the mail after 29 years of service, and it's a slap in the face. We want our job back. We want to go back and work with our family and our community.
Volunteers of America in Los Angeles did not return our call, but the group's organizer, Orlando Ward, told KPCC that his organization is asking parents to be patient while the schools transition to new management. But the parents and community members at today's event wanted Head Start to know that they're not happy.
I'm just hoping that everything will go back to normal.
Takesha Collins' employer has told her she can't keep bringing Keelanze with her to work. So like many parents in the community, she hopes he can get back to school soon. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.